Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Vern Cochran with Missouri River Energy Services joins us on today's program to provide an update about the latest surrounding the Lake Red Rock Hydroelectric Project. Well, Vern, it's good to chat with you again as we enter the slowdown for many people with their construction season, but work still ongoing at the Red Rock Hydroelectric site. A lot of big milestones that have been achieved really over the summer and into the fall. What are some of the key things really since early this summer that people will be interested in terms of big progress or big milestones?
Well, it's good to visit again, Andrew, and some of the obvious milestones that you see is obviously the road closure that we had. We were able to remove our temporary culvert and do some permanent repairs on the T-15 road on the Pella side of the dam. And downstream, the powerhouse is complete now. The structure is complete. The temporary cofferdams that have barricaded the river from flooding our excavation, we have actually flooded our tail race area on the other side of the cofferdams. And you're going to start seeing those getting removed. We've got to take the sand out of those, start pulling the sheets down. So those are going to be some of the things the public can see from the South Tailwater area. Inside the powerhouse, a lot of work's been going on. The roof was put on in June timeframe, and so we've been putting equipment in there. Permanent equipment has been installed. Electricians are pulling miles and miles of cable and conduit to connect all that equipment. Our large turbine, the actual rotating assembly, was assembled in the little erection bay and lifted and put into place. It weighed about 103 tons. So a significant lift, a big milestone for us. So that is now located in its home for the rest of its life. And the second turbine is being started, the assembly process, and the first generator rotor has been stacked inside, and that will get placed here by the end of the year. So a lot of stuff going on.
Now, the one people, as you alluded to, had seen a lot of was the T-15 construction. As I understand, that was a big collaborative effort. So you mentioned the Pella side, but the county and the Army Corps also were involved and made sure that the road was done right.
Correct. That was a great effort on Marion County engineers' portion. The Corps of Engineers and MRES and Ames Construction, our general contractor, we had a good meeting, sat down, reviewed the scope of work. It was a great opportunity for the county to fix the Knoxville side of their approach to the dam, and we were able to actually upgrade the Pella side as well as what the county did to meet the Iowa DOT standards now, and you're going to have a nice road for a long time. So it was a great effort on everybody's part to coordinate that and work together to get something useful done.
Now, a lot of your work has been focusing downstream because upstream, we're talking record-breaking levels for the month of October. The 10th highest ever crest at the lake has not allowed you to work. And you've had a lot of situations this year, it sounded like, where the upstream side has slowed. How have you been able to manage that, considering the water has never been higher this time of the year over at the lake?
Well, it's been a challenge, to say the least. Yes, the work on the upstream side has halted for the time being. Today is 119 days. That we haven't been able to work on the upstream side in 2018. So a lot of the efforts have been focused downstream. If you go by, you'll see that 216th place has been asphalted now. So some of the restoration portions for the North Tailwater area are starting to take place. We met with the Corps of Engineers and have some layouts for lighting and bike trail replacement down there. So you're going to see some more restoration take place downstream and a lot of finish work going on that as the crews are unable to work upstream, we're doing all we can downstream to keep them busy and keep people here.
The work really still focused on the powerhouse itself. That is really the big finishing component. That'll be a lot of work going on over the next year or so with that.
That is correct. The powerhouse inside and then our large penstocks that carry the water from upstream to downstream. The Unit 1 side, the river side, has been completed except for the penetration through the dam. And then the Unit 2 is in full swing. We've actually have the foundation has been put in. They have the rebar down. A couple of the steel liners have been placed this week. So progress is coming well on that side. So you'll be able to see this happening if you were to look down and saw the large excavation.
And a press release that came out from Missouri River Energy Services indicated you're about 85% or so complete. Overall, what does the timeline look like now, considering you've had numerous delays on the upstream side?
Well, with the delays on the upstream side, you know, it's kind of the jury's still out. It's under review as when the final completion date will be, but we're still on track to get at least one unit partially commissioned or commissioned and operational by late 2019, and then following it with the second unit. It kind of all hinges on, you know, as soon as this flood event is done and we get everything cleaned up, ready to go to work on the upstream side, we're going to be right back into the spring flood season for 2019. So we're not really looking too forward to that or hoping not a lot of rain. So it kind of hinges on the weather next year as well.
Once again, that was Vern Cochran with Missouri River Energy Services discussing the hydroelectric project at Lake Red Rock. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.